Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Last month, we read about God's judgment of the first man and woman. For the rebellion, God cursed the serpent and the ground, but not Adam and his wife. He did punish Adam and Eve after they turned down their chance to confess their sin. God unconditionally loved them, even though Adam and Eve did not understand, and God had to drive them out of the Garden of Eden, away from His presence. Remember, before driving them out, God killed some animals, probably lambs, and made garments of skin for Adam and his wife. How much God longs for man to know His love, to repent of his sin, and to return to His presence. But did anyone ever understand God's heart? And who was the first man ever to go back to God's presence? Let's read a passage from the Bible. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant, and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. Here the Bible says, the first family soon had two boys after they were out of the Garden of Eden. Of course, Adam had to work the soil for food. So did his first son Cain. Maybe they planted rice like we Chinese do nowadays. Maybe they also planted an orchard of apple, pear, and peach trees. But one thing we know, they were vegetarians. They did not eat meat. Certainly you want to ask, why did Abel spend time and energy to care for the animals? The first family must have done so with a good reason. They were much more intelligent than we, because they did not have as many bad genes as we have today. Yes, you probably get it by now. They needed the animal skin to cover their bodies. Remember, Adam and Eve used leaves for clothing, but that did not work. Instead, God made them much better garments of skin. Adam and his sons working outside, while Eve and her daughters working inside. The first family must have had a dream life together. There were no quarrels. They loved one another. They lived in perfect harmony away from God. Really? Let's use our imagination to see some of the many evenings their family spent together. One day, Adam came back home, very tired. He worked hard all day long for the family. He had every reason to complain. "Eve, if only you did not take the fruit from that tree, I wouldn't have to be this tired. We would still live in the wonderful garden and eat freely from all but one tree." What do you think Eve would say in return? Naturally, that evening was filled with quarrels, or maybe quiet angers. Another day, they had cheerful time together, enjoying one another's company, enjoying their children's fun and curiosity. They must have had good discussions about things they did not understand. One thing particularly puzzled them, and they talked about it many times for many years. One said, "If God loves us, why did He throw us out and block the way to the Garden of Eden?" The other asked, "But if God does not love us, why didn't He kill us right away? Why did God kill lambs and make us garments?" Their children heard the quarrels and their discussions. They must also have thought about this many times. Growing up in the same family, the two brothers, Cain and Abel, however, drew quite different conclusions from what they learned from their parents. Even though they both wanted to go back to the Garden of Eden, what they believed led them to two different ways. Let's continue our reading of Genesis. Now, verse 3. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. From here came the first religion of all mankind. Cain gave God the product of his hard work and wanted something in return. When God did not accept it, he became very angry. Don't you know that today in Taiwan, many people go to the temples and burn much incense to the idols before the lotto was opened, and after that, many idols were broken into pieces. That's religion. But don't be dismayed. Abel, the second son of the first family, kept thinking about God's killing of the lambs and eventually saw God's love for them. He believed that God desired for them to come back to his presence. He appealed to God's love, offering God the best of his lambs. Yes, the man Abel and his offering were pleasing to the Lord God. Seeing Abel's success, if you were Cain, what would you do? Take the best of our family's flock and do the same thing Abel did. Yes, that's what Cain should have done, but he didn't. Let's read three more verses. Verse 6. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it." Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Cain, the proud founder of religion, refused to learn from his righteous brother Abel. After the Lord warned him, he murdered his own younger brother. This great tragedy saddened Adam and his whole family. But the righteous act of their precious son Abel awakened them to God's love. By the way, where do you think our ancient Chinese character Yi come from? Lamb over me makes the word righteousness. And Abel went straight into the heavenly home, living in the Father's house, which is far better than his home on earth, and even better than the Garden of Eden. Who was the first man ever to go back to God's presence? It was Abel, the one who understood God's killing of the lambs for his parents' garments, who believed in God's love for them. For the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, "By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead." And you know what? One day, we, who understand why Jesus died on the cross and rose up on the third day, who believes in God's love, will meet Abel and all the other believers and our Lord Jesus himself in our beautiful home in heaven. Together, in the presence of our loving Father, we will eat, we will sing, and we will serve our Lord God. Well, time is up. If the Lord does not come back this month to take us up to heaven, I'll meet you again next month, right here in this program. Until then, may our loving Father be with you. Bye-bye.